Welcome to the Word and Spirit Podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Before we join Reverend Greer, let me tell you about our website. RandallGreer.org is filled with information that is sure to be a blessing to you, including free downloads of MP3s, videos, Bible studies, newsletters, and other materials. That address again is www.randallgreer.org. Greer is spelled G-R-I-E-R. Now, let's go to Reverend Greer.
I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name for this outpouring of the Spirit of God that has taken place in our life. Lord, and we take authority over every hindering force in the name of Jesus. Lord, and we release the power in the anointing of God. And thank you, Lord, as I speak tonight, I will speak as the oracles of God and minister with the ability only which you can give. Father, I thank you, Lord, for not only revelation and illustration of your word, but Father, I thank you for impartations of the Holy Ghost in each of our lives that will cause us to live out the reality of the Word of God so that we'll be the success that you called us to be. And in Jesus' name, we give you the glory, the honor, and praise for these things. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you for coming out this evening. I'm glad to be here with you. How about you? You glad to be here? Is that all right? I'm glad to be here. You're glad to be here. And God is on our side. We live in a time. Remember this, that the Lord said to me that 2007 there would be a visitation from heaven. And so we know a visitation from heaven in this sense, and the definition of that is the glory of God would visit the church. I've made the statement to over several months now and over a while now in my travels, not only here but in some other countries that I've been in. And I've just said to the Lord, Lord, if we don't have a move, a special move of God, if God does not visit the church in a special way, the church is in a heap of trouble as a whole around the world, because there seems to be, you know, a lack of commitment, a lack of zeal. It seems like, in one sense of speaking, it seems like the devil's winning, but we know he's not, because we got the written word of God. And we're going to come out on top in the name of Jesus. But I also understand and I also know that the things of God don't happen just because they're supposed to happen. We've got to cooperate with God, and that's what the Lord has been dealing with me about this afternoon and evening, and even here while I was here at church and praying and meditating. I constantly kind of keep Dad Hagin used to call it, you know, keep your spiritual antenna up and say, Lord, what do you want me to say? What do you want me to do? Because there's all kind of things you could say and all kind of things that you could do and preach on because, you know, of just knowing certain subject material from the Bible from over the years of preaching. But I always want to zero in on what the Holy Ghost has to say for this particular hour, this particular day. Now, I've got the title, but I don't know exactly what all I'm going to say from the title. But this is what the Holy Ghost spoke to me. Now, it might concern you that I don't have the rest of it, but I've just learned just to yield to this and just let it go and just let it flow. Brother Hagin, Dad Hagin, sat down and put his arm around me for 45 minutes and said, if I didn't learn to yield to this, I wouldn't be as effective as I should. But I've got the title for the message. Three things every person must know to live in the glory of God. Three things that every person must know to live in the glory of God. Three things that every person must know to live in the glory of God. So what have I got to do? I've got to find out what they are myself. There's three things that God wants us to know and understand to live in God's glory. And when I say glory, I mean a successful Christian life. Yes, we want to live in the glory of God. And when we think of God's glory, we think of just sometimes just a spectacular manifestation, an event that may happen at a church service or a one-time event every now and then here and there. But God just don't want us to have events. He wants us to live continually. He wants us to live continually in the glory where the blessings of God are in a continual flow in our life. God wants us to be blessed above all people groups on the face of this earth. We are the children of God. And if you're a male, you are a son of God. If you are female, we had to point this out today. You know what I mean? If you're a female, you're a daughter of God. And we're just careful, you know, about making that clear just to make sure we don't get all this all mixed up. But if we are God's children, and certainly we are, then God wants us to live in success in every area. He wants us to live in the glory of God. So the first thing, thank you, Lord, the first thing that we got to know and understand, if we're going to have continual glory in our life, number one, you must pattern your life after the Father God. Number one, you must pattern your life after the Father God. What I mean by that, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, and we know Jesus Christ was God manifested in the flesh. That's what the Bible says. He said He was Emmanuel, God with us, God manifested in the flesh. So Jesus Christ was what? He was a prototype of every Christian. That was God's plan for every person that would be called a Christian, that would receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, God with us, God manifested in the flesh. He was the prototype. He was the one that God planned, and we can look at Him and look at the way He walked and what He done while He was here on earth, and we can pattern our lives after Him, and then we can live in continual glory. And so the question would come up, did Jesus live in the glory? Did Jesus live in the power? Did Jesus live in the anointing? And another question is this, did Jesus ever have a need that would not be met? Did anybody He ever meet have a need that He could not meet? Remember when He fed the multitude with a few little fishes and some bread? You know, He asked the disciples, you know, what are we going to do? Which way do we go? And He said, give them something to eat. And they said, Lord, we counted our pennies here, so to speak, and we don't have enough pennies to go down there and buy enough bread for these people. And He said, what you got? And He told them. He said, bring it to Me. And you know what He done? He took what He had, or took what was available, instead of sitting there saying that I can't, and there's no way for this to happen. What He done is He decided that God was big enough, God the Father was big enough to cause God the Son to be able to help those people that were in need. And He said, bring it to Me. He prayed over it, blessed it, and then started breaking the bread. And every time He'd pull a piece off, another piece would pop back up there. Said, Brother Randy, where'd it come from? Don't know. Keep it coming. That's all I can tell you. I mean, the bread would pop off, and then the fish. You know, He's had a few fishes. He'd pull some of the fish off, and boom, there was some more be there. Said, where'd it come from? Don't know. Keep it coming. So we know this. We must pattern our life in an attitude of abundance. You know, most of us have been programmed for failure. Most of us grow up in a society that's programmed us not to believe for the supernatural. And that hinders us from fully walking in the glory, fully walking in abundance. And there's much that we must unlearn and things that we need to relearn to walk in the power and the anointing of God. But we must pattern our life after God. Turn to Genesis chapter 1. Might as well start in front of the Bible and preach in every chapter till we get to the back. Isn't that right? But Genesis chapter 1. So what are we going to do if we are going to, what's the title of the message? Three things. What was the first one? Pattern your life after the Father God. What's number two? Oh, we hadn't got there? I thought y'all was going to help me. We'll keep it coming. It'll come. This is the best kind of messages for me because I can't mess them up. Because I didn't think them up. But in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, let's read that scripture and look at it. It says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Notice it said, in the beginning, God created. There may be some things in your life that need a new beginning. There may be some things in your life that are lying dormant. There may be some things all around you that you want to see change, and so you need a new beginning in your life. But notice it says, in the beginning, God created. There were some things that He wanted to see change, and things He wanted to see come to pass, such as we know by reading this is the account of creation. We know how He formed the heavens and the earth and everything that therein is, because it gives us that account right here in Genesis chapter 1 and over into Genesis chapter 2. And of course, we know it finally gets to the fall of man, but we're not going to talk about that part. What we're talking about is patterning our life after the Father God so that we live in continual glory, continual success. I don't believe God just wants us to be what I would call a shooting star. You know, just one blaze of glory and we go out in a flame and it's over with, you know. God, I believe, wants us to live on a continual success, going from glory to glory to glory in God. But I know this, in the beginning, in my childhood coming up, that there were things that was hindering me from believing God. In fact, I was the first one in our entire family that I'm aware of. Now, we had some hooks and crooks besides me, so I'm not familiar with all my family, you know, and some of them don't claim me and we don't claim some of them. You know what I mean? It's just, we don't know. You know, our kinfolk got tangled up in the swamps. We all come out kins, all I know, over in Georgia. I mean, that's just kind of the way it was. But you know, where I come from a family and had a good daddy and a good mama that loved me, you know. But my daddy, you know, he was a good Pentecostal preacher. I preached his funeral. I tell you the way my daddy went to heaven. He believed in God, and he just made the decision that he got ready. The Lord showed him that his mission on earth was accomplished. And in fact, the Lord had showed me the same thing. He had had an accident, and he'd always been healthy and vibrant and going and everything, but he broke his back in three places, and they'd take him to Emory University in Atlanta, and they said he'd never survive all that, but I knew he would. And I told him, I said, Daddy, I got a hope to you. He said, I know it, son. He said, we're going to take some big prayers in this. I said, I know, but just hang on. I said, we're going to bring you through this, and everything's going to be fine. So I had a hope to him, and I wouldn't let him go. And, of course, my mother is a spiritual lady, but she didn't know a whole lot about spiritual authority. She said, how does this got to do with walking into glory? Well, there's things that we follow God in and the Holy Ghost in, and we are successful by following Him. But I remember as my dad was lying there in the hospital, I went to Winter Seminar that year. It's been several years ago, about five now, maybe six. And while I was there at Winter Seminar, Dr. Kenneth E. Hagin was still, of course, around then before he moved to heaven and left us here. We'll have to talk to him about that, by the way. But anyway, he left us here and moved to the other side. But I remember as I was sitting there, Hagin stopped. He said, y'all mind me taking a side journey? You remember how you would do that? He said, well, I'm going to take one anyway. He said, now this don't fit with anything I'm saying, but somebody needs to hear this. He said, there's such a thing as the jaws of death in the gates of death. He said, you can drag somebody's life out on earth, you know, and make them go through the jaws of death and cause heartache and trouble for the entire family, traumatize the family at a very dramatic time or people going through pain and everything. He said, or you can release people, let them go on to heaven like they're supposed to. It's time for them to go. And he said, just let them go through the gates. And I knew exactly who he was talking to. He was talking to me. I had a hold to my daddy. And so I started praying about it. And I said, Lord, I don't think it's time for him to go. You know, he's 69 years old. I said, Lord, don't take it time. Is you sure it's time for him to go? He said, yes, son. He said, it's time for him to go. He said, he's finished what I can do with him on the earth now. He's made the choice that he wants to come and be with me in heaven. And he said, I want you to go and release him and tell him it's okay for him to come home. So I went back to Emory University in Atlanta, Georgia, when after this was over. I talked to my mother first to the side, a lot of family members up there, brothers and sisters, and they didn't understand all about holding on to somebody in the spirit and holding on to a person's spirit, you know, but you can do that.
Thank you for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast. I just want to take a moment to tell you about two of Reverend Greer's products available on our website. First is his personal testimony, Escape from Hell, which details the events that led up to him miraculously being released from prison, receiving a full pardon with the right to own a firearm, and stepping into his calling of God. This is available as a book, CD, or DVD format. Second is Reverend Greer's second book, How to Change Your Life. This book will show you how to bring permanent change in your life through the power of God. And once you've changed, change will bring success. These products, as well as many more, can be found on our online store at www.randallgreer.org or by writing us at Randall Greer Ministries, P.O. Box 140516, Broken Arrow, Oklahoma 74014. Thanks for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Join us here next time as Reverend Greer brings forth the Word of God in word and spirit. And remember, God is with us.